now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Some sad news of the passing of Steve Lawrence this week, so a lounge special on him. And this week, I'm joined by a man called Chris Tunstall from A Bar Above, and he joins us to talk about hosting unforgettable cocktail parties. We've got the best lounge and exotica from across the globe for you, a look at the World of Swank gig guide in our Stuff segment, and a deep thought coming your way. Last week, we spoke to Skip Heller about his latest venture called Voodoo 5. And Voodoo 5 kicks us off with their version of Like Young on the Cocktail Nation.
I'm out doing the usual places, and I'm living it like young. Then I dig me this face of all faces. He's the craziest, like young. He drinks coffee at Cafe Espresso. He reads Kerouac like young. He goes where all the angry young men go. Recites poetry like young. We start blowing the pad around loving. And we're homing it like now. We spin records on cloud number 7. And he's reaching me like wow. I'm all unstrung. 'Cause man, he's got me feeling like young. If he were to brush me and go, I'm starting to wear my hair again like a swear again. I keep getting the kookiest notion. I think maybe it's like love. I've been crazy emotion. I think baby it's like love. Now we're riding on rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like young. Love, soft as April snow. Love, warm as candle glow.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
You're too hip, baby. You're too hip, baby. How did you get so detached? Talking a mouthful of cash. You're just a too hip, baby. You take a feather from every bird you see. You'll never fly. You're just a too hip, baby. Wait for you anymore, baby. I can't carry you anymore, baby. Oh, you live in an empty room. You don't cast a shadow. Take a feather from every bird you see. You'll never fly. You're just too hip.
Tu peux pas t'attendre encore. Je peux pas t'apporter encore, baby.
lights are on and the front door's open. The furniture's on the lawn, but there's no one home at all. You take a feather from every bird you see.
Cocktail Nation, Frank Bennett, and You're Just Too Hip, Baby. One man who's very, very hip is Mr. Steve Lawrence, sadly passing away this week, so we bring you a lounge special on Mr. Steve Lawrence now.
A Cocktail Nation lounge special.
Well, sad news this week that legendary crooner Steve Lawrence, best known as one half of the music duo Steve and Edie, has passed away at the age of 88. The Grammy and Emmy Award-winning entertainer died at his home in Los Angeles last week on Thursday. The family confirmed in a press release sharing that Lawrence had died as a result of complications due to Alzheimer's disease. He was born in Brooklyn, in New York, in 1935, and he began his entertainment career as a teenager and established himself as a talented crooner. He was hired on as a part of a singing ensemble for Steve Allen's Tonight Show, where he met his future wife, Edie Gourmet. And the pair formed a romance and a musical partnership and gained fame as Steve and Edie, during which time both held successful solo careers at the same time. Lawrence is best remembered for his 1962 cover of Go Away, Little Girl.
Go away, little girl. Go away, little girl. I'm not supposed to be alone with you.
Pretty Blue Eyes.
And then you moved in next door. Pretty Blue Eyes. Pretty Blue Eyes.
Footsteps.
Footsteps. Footsteps.
And Party Doll.
All I want is a party doll. Come along with me when I'm feeling wild. To be ever loving, true and fair. To run her.
Although the majority of his success as a musician came as a club and lounge singer, often with Edie Gourmet. The pair performed as Steve and Edie until she retired from singing in 2009. During their time together, they spent many years involved in philanthropy.
Edie and I have backed the Carousel Ball personally, professionally and financially for several years. I think they're doing wonderful work. Barbara in particular. It's been a pet charity of us for a long
time. Amazing. She's absolutely
She's a very dedicated,
best.
Wonderful woman.
During his career, Lawrence was nominated for a Tony Award in 1964 for his performance as Sammy Glick in the Broadway production of What Makes Sammy Run.
I don't think you guys are going to gross dollar one, but if you do, I want to taste it again.
Lawrence is also the winner of two Emmy Awards as well as a Grammy alongside of his wife for Best Performance by a Vocal Duo or Group for We Got Us in 1961, the first year the category was presented. Film fans might best remember Lawrence, though, for his brief but memorable performance in the beloved 1980 musical comedy classic The Blues Brothers, in which he played Maurice Sline, the manager for the film's music group. He also made an appearance in Bob Newhart's show, Bob.
Well, Bob Newhart is very unique in a lot of ways. He's a unique comedian, he's a unique individual, and the warmth and sincerity that he has in his comedy is obviously people relate to it and have related to it for many series. Bob is a very special guy.
In the wake of his death, several friends and family members shared tributes to Lawrence, including music icon Dionne Warwick, who remembered the crooner in a statement. Another longtime friend has made his transition, she shared. Steve now has joined his true love, his wife Edie, and is resting with comfort in the arms of the Heavenly Father. My heartfelt condolences go to his family and host of friends. Lawrence is survived by his son, David, daughter-in-law Faye, granddaughter Mabel, and brother Bernie. He was predeceased by Gourmet as well as their son, Michael, who died in 1986. Here's Steve Lawrence with Night and Day on the Cocktail Nation.
like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall, like the tick, tick, tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall, like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrop when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating, you, you, night and day, you are the one. It's only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, doesn't matter where you are, I think about you night and day, day and night. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think about you night and day, night and day. Under the height of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and its torment won't be through till I spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day. Inside of me, and its torment won't ever be through till you let me make love to you day and night, night and day, like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. I wanna love you night and day.
The Cocktail Nation.
Hello, Cooper.
Explain to me how you found this facility. You're sitting in the best kept secret in the world.
Cool.
Cocktail Nation via the World Wide Web.
The sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick toboggan when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again. The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hates, the conversation with the flying plates. I wish I were in love again. No more pain, no more strain. Now I'm sane, but I would rather be Gaga, the put-out fur of Cat and Kerr, the fine mismating of a him and her. I've learned my lesson, but I wish I were in love again. The blackened eye, the words I love you till the day I die, the self-deception that believes the lie. I wish I were in love again. When love congeals, it soon reveals the faint aroma of performing seals, the double crossing of a pair of heels. I wish I were in love again. No more care, yeah, no despair, babe, I am all there now. But I'd rather be putz drunk. Believe me, sir, I much prefer the classic battle of a him and her. I don't like quiet, but I wish I were in love again. Again. Oh, and over again.
The Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation and Joey Altruda and Moochie's Jag Mark II. Also played Buddy Greco and I Wish I Were in Love Again. It's Lounge Leader Coop Cooper with you. Official website cocktailnation.net to see what's going on in the Sydney penthouse. Check out some of the old playlists as well. And
to find out what's going on across the globe with our World of Swing gig guide. Lounge Life magazine is in there as well, and it's your free retro magazine, free to download and free to enjoy. As I come across retro stories, I put it up there for you. Now, a lot of talk about Oppenheimer this week as a result of the Oscars. Cillian Murphy is the man who played Oppenheimer. He's been talked about a lot over the last couple of weeks. He is rumoured to be the next James Bond. And I know I've brought you a lot of this guy's being rumoured as being the next James Bond. I don't know. I can't see it, to be honest. He just seems so skinny and pale. But anyway, maybe he will. I mean, he is of the right ancestry, being from Europe, being Irish. So maybe. I guess we'll see anyway. We've got a story of how 10 products created by Nazi Germany are still being used today. And Cineman, the story of Nina Simone's masterpiece. That's all up on Lounge Life magazine, free to download. Links via the website cocktailnation.net.
Today, much more stuff going on.
Ancient Korea had special recording officials whose job was to record everything. They were considered separate from the government, so the emperor of the time wasn't allowed to give them orders or tell them not to record something. Of course, some emperors would try to do that anyway. On one occasion, an emperor fell off his horse while hunting. The recorder nearby wrote it down. The emperor insisted that it be removed from the record and even tried to have the report destroyed. This led to a whole bunch of nonsense as the emperor kept destroying their work, but the recorders kept copying it and hiding it in increasingly obscure places. And of course, they recorded the whole thing as it happened. A few hundred years later, and the only thing that the emperor is famous for is trying to hide the fact that he fell off his horse.
Well, that's about it, stuff fans. We'll have more for you at another time. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Cocktail Nation.
keep doing what you're doing, man. Love the Cocktail Nation.
I'll just load it all up on the podcast player and just on my phone and just listen through a bunch of them at once. Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation and the Tikiaki Orchestra with Taboo also played the Busali Wallab Jazz Orchestra and the Jazz Me Blues. And SG Sound, the Cantina Band. We haven't heard from Steve Greaves from the SG Sound for quite a long time. Steve, are you listening? We need more of your fantastic music, so get to it. World of Swing Gig Guide, great place to go if you're looking for things to attend around the globe. May 17, Alika Lyman Group at the Tiki Caliente. May 21, got the wonderful, wonderful Engelbert Humperdinck at the State Theatre in Sydney. He's also playing at the Opera House, and I will be there. The Hypnotics perform the last Friday of each month at the Golden Tiki in Las Vegas, Nevada. And also there we've got Kitty Chow's Jungle Cats performing all of the other Fridays for the happy hour at the Golden Tiki. So definitely check out the World of Swing Gig Guide if you're looking for some events to attend. Someone's mother probably used you as a bad example for her kids.
Very deep Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. I certainly hope you dance as well as you dress.
Well, I guess there's only one way to find out. This is the Cocktail Nation.
This boy and girl, coming home from school, look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Tomorrow is a drag, Pops. The future is a flake.
Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation, Tom Hodge, and an excellent teacher. That is from the wonderful, wonderful series. If you get a chance to check it out, the Ipcris file, which is streaming. It's a whole series. Ellington Duke in there as well with Beatnik and Beat Generation and Spy Time. This week I'm joined by Chris Tunstall. He's from A Bar Above, and we're going to be talking about how to create those unforgettable cocktail parties. But before we get started, Chris, tell us a little bit about A Bar Above, which is where you work.
Yeah, absolutely. So A Bar Above primarily focus on education around cocktails and cocktail techniques and how to come up with really creative and fun, interesting drinks. We also provide the barware that goes with that, along with that training. So it's kind of an end-to-end solution for anybody that loves to make cocktails, from education to barware. So to answer your question about hosting an amazing party, it is all kind of interconnected, right? So you have great people, you have great food, you have great cocktails, and you have great music. And when we focus on all those things and put them all together in a really seamless way, that's where we really start to see unforgettable parties, right? Mm-hmm. So all of the decor, all the food, and it all kind of focuses around. And once we start thinking about hosting really great cocktail parties, you know, the thing that you really want to focus on is delivering great cocktails, obviously, but doing it in a really thoughtful way so you don't have to tend bar the entire night. So when we are thinking about hosting unforgettable parties, and the ones that I've been to, you know, the host is doing an amazing job. They've pre-batched everything in advance, and the cocktails they batched, you know, whether it be tiki, whether it be really cool old school like 1940s 50s style cocktails, or even pre-prohibition cocktails, it really did fit that theme. But doing all of the work ahead of time, you know, if you're making a Manhattan, for example, you're putting all the alcohol together, the whiskey, the vermouth, the bitters, you're adding your dilution to that as well, so like 20 to 30%, and you're putting them in very large food containers, and you're adding them into the fridge like the night beforehand, cooling everything down, and so it's a lot easier to kind of refill punch bowls and stuff like that.
Yeah, I suppose one of the key things that people often are probably overwhelmed by is trying to get mixes right for the amount of people that are coming, because that can require some mathematics, and not everybody's great at that.
It's true. And so, like, if we think about it from that perspective, you know, just think about, like, when you go to a party, how many cocktails you typically have. And it also depends on the duration. So, in general, you're thinking, like, 2 to 3 cocktails per person over, like, a, you know, couple-hour time. That's a pretty good estimate. And from there, you can kind of extrapolate that. Like, if you're offering 3 different cocktails, maybe they're having one each, or you're going to have a little bit more on one end versus the other. That should give a good, like a starting point to kind of figure out the shopping list. So I think that's kind of the end of the question we really want to get to, is like, what do we buy when we're hosting these parties, right?
Yeah. So what about when it comes to letting the guests go and top their drinks up themselves? I think as a host of a party, you probably feel like, you know, I kind of need to control this, just because that's a natural thought, rather than just letting people going up to the bar and handling it themselves. Or maybe you'll say the key is just letting go.
I think a little bit of both. Like, there's definitely some tactics around this, and I learned this a lot with hosting weddings. And there's a lot of variables that you can control. So first of all, you can have somebody that really does help you, you know, pouring. If you have a bartender that you can hire, or a friend that comes in to bartend, that's a great solution, and it offers a lot of control. If you want to batch everything up in front of hand, beforehand, then I have a really great technique that I use, and that is to incorporate non-alcoholic spirits along with alcoholic spirits. So, for example, if you're doing a Manhattan, which is almost primarily whiskey, and then vermouth and a little bit of bitters, I'll cut that whiskey in half with a non-alcoholic whiskey. So now I'm dropping down the ABV, the alcohol content of that cocktail, and it makes it much more manageable from a intoxication perspective. So that could be a really cool tool, you know, when you're thinking about hosting a party, is like really lowering that ABV. Everybody still has a good time. They have a delicious drink, but nobody's going to hit the gas pedal too hard with their cocktails.
What about choice of cocktails? Do you prefer to have a particular set menu, have all of that ready made, or do you like to have a little bit of a wild card area as well? If somebody wanted to mix up something themselves, or have your proxy bartender mix something up?
Yeah, I think it's about being flexible. So, like, when you start to put together a cocktail list, you know, if you have a gin, a whiskey, and a vodka, for example, and you incorporate those three into cocktails, leave a little bit of those spirits behind. So that way, if you do have a bartender, they can kind of freeform in the moment. You know, if they want a mule or if they want a Kentucky mule or something like that, have a couple of mixers behind the bar, gin and tonics, for example. So you can kind of leverage those base spirits with those mixers and come up with something pretty interesting or something a little bit more on a standard side. But when we're talking about like hosting a party, like I'm of the belief that I really want to tailor those cocktails to that exact experience to be much more immersive, right? It's kind of like that tiki culture. Like once you go inside of a tiki bar and that door shuts, you are transported somewhere completely different mentally.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what we're trying to achieve as a host. In, you know, if you really want that immersive experience, you really got to tailor those cocktails and kind of everything around that specific theme to let people get immersed in that environment.
That's terrific. Chris, been great to talk to you from a bar above with some unforgettable party concepts and ideas. Terrific to talk to you, and we'll talk to you again soon. We're going to cover the topic of building a home bar from scratch and decoding some of those bar tools, and we'll talk to you in the coming weeks.
Fantastic. I appreciate it, Cooper. Thank you.
Well, next week on the show, Words with Wellesley. Gary Wells joins us once again with another terrific book. And I'm going to leave you with Rebecca Angel and Jet Samba, Stay Hep.
Days with you are awesome, but just